Where are all the pictures of the pilgrims? Well, one of the big problems of learning today is what the kids are learning.
Well, we won't leave you with a diatribe. We will help you know what to do. It's just before Thanksgiving here, and I have walked around my neighborhood, and I am seeing lots of Halloween decorations, and I'm seeing plenty of Christmas decorations, and actually quite a few Diwali decorations, which I have nothing against, but my question is, where are the decorations having to do with the pilgrims? You know, October was harvest and Halloween in school when I was that age. September was circus, but November was always the pilgrims. And then we talked about the founding of this country. November is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was started by early American settlers in New England, irrefragably. And I do remember some controversy about Christmas, but it was Christmas when I was in public school. Where are the pilgrims? Have the pilgrims become controversial and have been eked out? Well, yes, in fact, they have, because it's actual real history. And it's not racist to talk about real history. Yes, there were pilgrims. Puritans, there were Puritans actually, who were helped and celebrated with Native Americans. Not all relations between settlers and natives were happy, and not all of them were conflictual. So get a grip and teach real history. So this is something we need to think about in terms of what our children actually learn and how it forms them. We're talking about small children. And they need some kind of orientation, and we need some sort of celebration. And I am certainly not against putting some nuance on that and talking about the conflict at the right appropriate stage, but to dump everything for some kind of ill-informed rage, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. Okay, so we are here just before Thanksgiving in the year 2020, and we have for several years in the nation of the United States been talking about foreign interference in elections, and we have discovered we have a whole lot of corruption here. It's irrefragable. That means you cannot argue with it. And we may have some foreign interference. That's possible. We have had in the Epoch Times a long series last spring on a planned interference in public schools in order to make it more communistic, with input from both the Soviet Union and the People's Republic of China, and some collaboration by a large foundation. Okay, I'm not going to repeat that here, but there was a long article that was compelling to me, and we all know that the Epoch Times has a editorial slant that they are against communism. But nobody has suggested that they don't do good journalism. Further, we have had reports in reputable news media, including the Epoch Times, that some of the leading universities have been failing to report their foreign donations, as they are required to do by law. Okay. And at the same time, we have had some discussions about changing curriculum here. And I've already talked to you about part of that ongoing conversation in terms of a dumping history and making what purports to be anti-racist, but is actually completely fiction. And also, I will tell you that here in my local area, there is a big conflict about a radical sex education. And I'm hearing that this has already taken hold in places like the United Kingdom and in Canada. It's already been announced by the Ministry of Health. Here in Texas, this sort of... it cannot be called anything but radical sex education. You're talking about assigning children as young as first grade, 6 and 7 year olds, sexual activity to do and report on. So this would not be according to the will of the voters in the state of Texas, but it according to the controversy that I'm hearing in the local school district, is trying to be slipped in secretly. And the reading list for the book club has changed from what is recognizable classic literature to tawdry, sexualized accounts, and again, secret from the parents, until a few parents started getting wind of it, and now there's some discussion. I'm not involved in that. I'm simply reporting that to you. So there's this large sea change in curriculum. And I want to talk to you about the foundation of what used to be the celebration about the founding, not only the founding of the country in terms of the government, but the founding of the Anglo culture that became the consensus culture in the United States. And this is not to denigrate any other culture, but it is to celebrate the good things about what we have in this country and the aspirations to which we aspire, the ideals to which we aspire. So the Pilgrims came, they were English speaking, and had come by way of some sojourn in Holland. So England and Holland were the two democratic republics, and also the two places that were more prosperous. And why is that? It was because of the Christian religion in general and Protestantism specifically by that time. And you can read about this in Rodney Stark's The Victory of Reason. And I don't mean to cut out the Roman Catholics, and they had their their chapters in that book more in Florence. But more to the south, but we cannot argue that the Dutch and the English by this time were talking 1600s and then 1700s were prosperous, and they were the leaders in democracy and at this point technology. And so we had some pilgrims who were coming for religious freedom, and they sailed on a ship called the Mayflower, and when they arrived in New England, they made a covenant with God and with each other. Now, not everybody on that boat made that covenant, but they freely, the document says, they freely covenanted together with each other, and they covenanted for, let's make it generalized, for the common good, for high aspirations, common good, and pledged themselves to that, to their own hurt. So they were espousing altruism and self-restraint. And they were granted good success, and that's why we still remember the Plymouth Rock. And then there were many people who followed them. Not all of them came for religious freedom, but that was a grand founding, is for freedom and for diversity. Yes, we had commercial interests. You know, Jamestown was commercial, but they were also very religious. So even at Jamestown, that came largely for commercial interests, there was still church at least once a day. And very much in contrast with the Hudson Bay Company in Canada, which, and the French who came over and settled Quebec, the seigneurial system, there was no grounding in in freedom or diversity, and there was no religious, spiritual, or idealism that was espoused. Rather, it was having to do with commercial, and the Hudson Bay Company was a great commercial success, and France was able to assert herself well and form a stable culture and economy in Quebec. And there were Roman Catholic orders that were very instrumental in that, but basically it was a seigneurial system. And they were not espousing some sort of change, but simply an extension of the French culture. And perhaps they were somewhat more traditional after the French Revolution. But anyway, the difference. So there is something really very special about celebrating the Pilgrims and the Puritans who wanted to make their life pure before God and who were willing to give up life and family and to risk their lives and to give up family and hope for something better, and covenanted together and was willing to do altruism and self-restraint, and believed that God was for them, and believed and hoped to found a city set on a hill, which is biblical terms in terms of they were trying to create an ideal society. And they did make great progress for any faults. You know, it's a pride, it's an arrogance, it's a laziness to look back at people in history and say, "Oh, they were so stupid." How will people in the future judge us? So the best we can do is aspire to doing our best and a little better. And they did that. I'm not sure that we're doing that. Have we covenanted together to be obedient to a divine mission? You know, and have we come out with a better society, more prosperous, more free, more loving? I think that's a question that needs to be put, because those people who are trying to change don't have much to boast about. Okay. So let us celebrate what was good in the past. That's a simple, simple suggestion. Puritans and the Pilgrims was what we always celebrated. And I think it's amazing what that can do to our psyche if we think that God is for us, we think God is for us, right? A foundational covenant with God, that we have a self-understanding that we will sacrifice for the common good, for altruism, rather than focus on some sort of tawdriness for our lower selves, which I think is what is happening. So that's what I'm suggesting you do. As a family, find out something about the Pilgrims. Find out about history. Say something pleasant and positive to those kiddos. And so, specifically, there is a video put out by Huckabee. You can look up Learn Our History. And there's a video you can purchase. And I think that you will find that it is historically accurate, although you're going to find people who argue and accuse Mr. Huckabee of any kind of things because he was involved in politics. But then also you might check out there is a replica now of the Mayflower. And this has been published in the Epoch Times November the 5th edition. A nice picture of it. It's in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I believe, harbored there in the water. But they recommend some books. So there are a number of books about the Pilgrims, about the Mayflower, and so forth. So we'll recommend that you check out your library or local bookstore about that. And go and check out some things about the founding of this nation. Now, I love John Adams and John McCullough's book on John Adams, but that's not for small children. But if you have junior and senior high schoolers, for those older children, check out some classical American literature. Wadsworth, Longfellow, Hawthorne, Louisa May Alcott. And yes, there is a backstory, but the front story is very worthwhile. That's what I'm saying. Let's don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Also, do some artwork. For heaven's sake, why can't we have those beautiful bulletin boards? Why do we have to have ugly Halloween things? Why can't we have some things about godly people in godly clothes? You know, calling each other goody, Goodman, or whatever. They were celebrating goodness. Let's do that again. And I can't help but add in here that Benjamin Franklin, okay, that's later, but Benjamin Franklin wanted the American bird to be the turkey because it was about prosperity instead of warfare. Let's celebrate some of that and make some nice, fun art again. So that's what I'm going to recommend that you do to add to your Thanksgiving jollity. Of course, it's a great thing to be thankful. And we can be thankful for so much, for the sun shining, the air we breathe. But we also need to be thankful that we have some freedom to do it and some prosperity. And much of our prosperity is based in our ability to trade freely. Some of our prosperity is based in our technology. And so thank God that we had the freedom, which was grounded in the Judeo-Christian tradition of freedom, to explore, to innovate, and then to sell technology. And a great deal of our prosperity is based in our mindset, a mindset that improvement is possible. Improvement is possible, and that there are treasures waiting to be found and new ideas hidden for us. And this is specifically said in Isaiah. Okay? And if we believe that God is for us and loves us, then that also adds to it. And that is our tradition. And any place where we have failed to remember that, let us remember. And any place we have added negative things, let us sweep that out. Okay, so I'm going to wish you a great Thanksgiving, one of giving thanks and remembering how the holiday started with pilgrims who had escaped a tyrannical government in order to found a better society, who faced difficulties in a new land, and who were thankful for their friends who helped them learn a little bit more about the agriculture because of the changing of the situation. And thankfulness for two different kinds of people to feast together in thankfulness. So feasting and thanking was part of each culture in a different way, and they came together to celebrate our first Thanksgiving. And then, of course, much later in history was it established on the fourth Thursday of November. I believe that was by President Lincoln, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family, giving thanks, and overcome the problem of bad curriculum by teaching your children, sitting at your table. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but right after Thanksgiving, I decorate my house and write my cards and buy my Christmas gifts. So I'm going to suggest that you check out the Great Shalom's offerings for Christmas gifts. We've been putting out for you all this time, and so it would be great if you would recognize, share, help, contribute, encourage. So please do literally share on your social media and let other people know. But another way to support us, and of course, we'll accept donations, and we can do that regular mail, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 786. 3-0, as always. And also on the website, we have that PayPal logo, which if you click on it, you can send us money by PayPal or credit card. Well, that's how you're going to do it online, PayPal or credit card. And if you really have got to have another way, you know, some other, then let us know. If we find that we have a large segment of our population that needs some other method, we'll consider doing that. But for now, I think that should be sufficient. So let me tell you that you can also buy some of our works. And so we've got the Jewish Success Secrets. This is audio teaching on prosperity, exactly what you should teach your kids, based in Jewish perspective and also Hebrew scripture, which Christians would call the Old Testament. You'll like it. Okay, we say nothing bad about Jews, and it is all from a Christian biblical perspective. Then we have a audio series called How to Leave a Legacy in Your Children, and these are all available on the website. You just click into the store. We do have 2 study books, turnkey study books, either for your women's mother's group or just for yourself. We have a study group about leaving a legacy in your children. And we also have one on prayer, how to contend for your children. So we have an audio course, God Wants You Healed. We also have a book by that name. I believe I was first book by that name, but book titles are not copyrighted. So other more famous ministries have books by that name, God Wants You Healed. So the book is available. You can click through. It actually goes to Lulu, LULU.com, and they will print and send you the book. But if you want the audio, go onto the website at It doesn't matter if you go to greatshalom.org or if you go to overcominglearningproblems.org. It will take you to the same place and click through to the store. We have a series, How to Teach Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic, What to Do When Reading Gets Rocky. It's not just about reading. I'm very proud of that because I know how difficult it is. We've made it simple, put it in a short segment, and it's there for you. If you need a handbook and so forth, well, let me know. I think people like the step-by-step curriculums. But the hands-on is the best when you're talking about young children. And then we have another audio series, How to Pray Powerfully. I know if you're worried about your children, praying is the thing to do. So I encourage you very much, go on to the website, whether it's greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org, and get our works. This will help us, encourage us, and it will help you and encourage you. Okay, so let me, and I'll give you our land address once again. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. That's P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. So please send your donations there. All the materials you get online, okay, either on the website or if you want to go directly to lulu.com, you can, and I'll try to put links in the show notes. We're working on that. Okay, and so now, let me pray for you. Dear Father, God Almighty, thank you so much for this endeavor. Thank you for the victory that I have been granted in overcoming learning problems in my family and my ability to help other people, and my assignment to have a broadcast ministry like this. Thank you for all those who have helped us with interviews. And thank you for those who listen. Thank you for those who have shared it. Thank you particularly for that group of ladies who, when I was on satellite radio, would drop their children off and then all gather in a living room to listen together. May that increase. Thank you for all the shares, the likes, and thank you for the word of mouth shares. Thank you for the families that have hope. Thank you for the mothers and the educators who will not let that spark of hope die in those children's eyes. Thank you for those who push out from conventional misery in hopes for a new and better land, for a new and better life for their children, based on hope, based on the love of God, based on the ability to innovate, and in the end, faith that they will prosper. Hallelujah. And that they in turn will sow into others, and even perhaps sometimes at their own cost, but to the greater good and the flourishing of everyone. So I pray that they will increase, both them and their children, that they will feel the blessing of God. And as they learn truth, then all truth is God's truth. They will learn of God and they will be blessed of God, and their overall well-being, their shalom, will be great. Their well-being, their peace of mind, their prosperity, and their reputation, to the extent that anybody wants to speak the truth. Thank you, Lord, for, I don't know, thank you, Lord, for this holiday. Thank you, Lord, for the upheaval in our nation that's, yeah. Okay, we will pray in faith that it will come out good. So we thank you for the upheaval. You say everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And we're certainly seeing that. Lord, we pray for good and truth and right and peace. We pray shalom on our land. May those who wish evil be granted repentance or be moved out of the way. May truth prevail and righteousness prevail for the good of our children and their children and all the children of the world. And we pray it in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Celebrate the victory. For more information, log on to overcominglearningproblems.org. Overcominglearningproblems.org. It's